know, obviously where government can assist without having to spend too much more is in an enabling environment to actually improve the regulatory environment, to actually reduce red tape by at least 25%, if not more, and to improve efficiency, particularly at government departments, particularly at councils where you're looking to get building plans passed and approved, environmental impact assessments, and other areas where businesses interact with government. Government needs to provide a more efficient, quicker, a more dynamic system to enable the environment for the business sector to do better and grow.
The South African Reserve Bank's Monetary Policy Committee has just announced its interest rate policy in its September meeting. With me is Annabel Bishop, who's the Chief Economist at Investec in Johannesburg. What happened, Annabel?
So essentially, the Reserve Bank governor left interest rates unchanged, and as this was widely expected, the markets obviously would have been more interested in the tone of the MPC statement, and that was not particularly hawkish or dovish, one that remains very data dependent, but the focus really seems to be not just on getting inflation down to the midpoint of the target, but indeed to get inflation expectations down to the midpoint of the target as well, and that was an interesting new message coming through from the MPC today.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because the inflation rate, the CPI rate, the consumer price inflation rate is still below the midpoint of the 3-6% target band. The United States of America last night cut interest rates by 25 basis points, and we'll touch on that later on. Negative interest rates prevail in many European countries. So do you think that an unchanged stance was justified, Annabel?
I think, you know, there's quite a bit of uncertainty at the moment for our inflation outlook, because while inflation has come off, as you mentioned, we are anticipating food price inflation to ramp up quite significantly. We've come through a very poor weather period in South Africa, which has damaged the winter wheat harvest, but looking forwards now into the summer maize planting season, and indeed looking at across the board at other food prices as well, you know, we could well see an increase. We've seen a fairly broad-based increase already in food price inflation in the latest inflation print, if you were to exclude fruit and vegetables, which are very variable anyway, and other foods and hot beverages. But across the month, other categories of food price and non-alcoholic beverage price inflation has actually been on an upward trend, or certainly what looks like the start of an upward trend, and would be anticipated to continue. So I think, you know, from that perspective, perhaps the Reserve Bank is looking to play it safe. And of course, you know, with the United States cutting its interest rates by 25 basis points, it doesn't necessarily mean that the South African Monetary Policy Committee will follow suit.
It's, again, I find it very interesting that, to me, food is an inelastic demand item, and therefore that the interest rates really don't have that much effect on the demand for food. Am I being too simplistic?
Well, if you look at what drives inflation in South Africa, you know, a large push has comes through from state-administered prices. That's, you know, a key driver in inflation in South Africa. And of course, that can't be controlled by interest rates either. And of course, if you look at inflation itself, core inflation, if you take out your food prices, your petrol prices, your energy costs, if you take out these costs, it's running at 4.2, 4.3 fairly consistently. So, you know, the Reserve Bank is, I think, just looking to be very cautious.
What does this mean for the future, given the statement, the post, or rather the pre-result statement that he made? And is there any hint about what might happen between now and the end of the year? Is there a chance of another 25 or even 50 basis points between now and the end of 2019?
The markets certainly are not anticipating much, and if you look at the Reserve Bank's quarterly projection model, they're showing no change in interest rates. And of course, the last time they showed a 25 basis point cut was when the Reserve Bank itself moved in July. So indications the Reserve Bank's giving is that they are not looking to cut further, but I think the actual MPC statement does seem to be run through with concerns about the weakness of the economy and weakness of economic growth, but the Reserve Bank clearly sticks to its guns of inflation vigilance and not obviously accepting responsibility for supporting the economy itself, and instead indicating that we need to see measures come through from government. In particular, they say that we need to see implementation of prudent macroeconomic policies and structural reform that lowers costs and raises investment and potential growth, and that remains urgent. So structural reform is really seen as key from the Reserve Bank to resolve the economic morass that we're falling into, the stagnancy of the economic growth.
So we'd need fiscal measures as well as monetary measures, is what you're saying.
I think that, you know, fiscally, obviously, we're very constrained. We're seeing a significant impact coming through from years of overspending in the public finance figures, years of overspending compared to revenue, of course, this very sharp escalation in government debt. Adding to that now the financial burden of supporting Eskom, SAA, and of course, you know, these state-owned entities, it's not cheap to provide this level of support. All of these issues are highly problematic, and, you know, obviously where government can assist without having to spend too much more is in an enabling environment to actually improve the regulatory environment, to actually reduce red tape by at least 25%, if not more, and to improve efficiency, particularly at government departments, particularly at councils where you're looking to get building plans passed and approved, environmental impact assessments, and other areas where businesses interact with government. Government needs to provide a more efficient, quicker, more dynamic system to enable the environment for the business sector to do better and grow.
Were you disappointed, Annabel, with this unchanged stance?
It was widely expected, so I don't think anyone typically would be disappointed, although I think a couple were forecasting a cut, but it may have been predicated on the back of the expectation of a 25 basis point cut from the United States, and perhaps also that because we saw a cut in the last MPC meeting, perhaps they might follow with another one. But that's typically not the Reserve Bank style. They tend not to move rapidly and strongly. They rather tend to take a fairly measured approach. And, you know, this typically has been the character of monetary policy in recent years.
Let's have a quick look at what happened in the United States last night. It was widely anticipated that the United States Federal Reserve would cut by 25 basis points, and indeed it did. So we've had two central banks doing what was anticipated by market participants. And the strange thing I found about Jerome Powell and his team's message was that the economic conditions are still favourable and yet they cut rates. Do you think that was political pressure?
I think it was probably a lot to do with the yield curve. You know, in the United States, the inversion with your 10-year bond yield below that of the 3-month Treasury rate, you know, concern around that, certainly that the interest rate, you know, that the bond yield, we're talking about the maturity spectrum is really predicting perhaps US recession with the inversion of the yield curve. So, I mean, there's some concern around that. But I think also as well, the markets had substantially priced it in. And you do tend to see central banks moving often in the direction of what has been priced in by the markets. In other words, the markets had priced in almost 100% certainty of a 25 basis point cut in the United States. But of course, as well, the United States not immune to slowing economic growth. And of course, you know, having seen the data coming through, some concern about fixed investment, some weakness there, but particularly I think worries about the global environment, and if global trade slows further, that will certainly impact on the economy in the United States as well. So perhaps it was an insurance cut.
Annabel, thanks so much for your analysis. That's Annabel Bishop, the Chief Economist at Investec in Johannesburg.
The views expressed are those of the contributors at the time of publication and do not necessarily represent the views of the firm and should not be taken as advice or recommendation. Investec Specialist Bank, a division of Investec Bank Limited, is a registered credit provider.